the name people sometimes think they see around a graveyard.
Ghost or a hat or something.
Yeah. And there's a lonely house way up off a dark road, and people think they hear strange noises coming from it at night. They say that it's...
looks like it's a spirit or ghost or something.
Yeah. What kind of house do they call that?
They call that a ghostly house.
Okay. If it's kind of cold, you said better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold.
Okay. I'll go if you insist, but I
ain't particular about going. Rather not go.
All right. What would you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
Oh, I just tell him I'm so glad to see him.
Say, for instance, if a man owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? That's unique. How much land would that be? You say that that's a...
Well, we would call that, that's what they used to call it in slavery, a plantation. Because we used to say that he's pretty well to do. Why, just get on the old, what they call him, old master then. Get on his horse and ride down the road or up the road to 2 or 3 miles and just decide he want that land. He said, well, I'm going to take this plot and he'd tell his neighbor you can go on further with yours. That's the way they got a lot of these big plantations. But they didn't have law and guidance like they got now. Just being a big man, his word was still bigger. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but I just imagine that's about part of it.
Probably is. If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than with just yes, what would you say?
Let me catch that again.
Say, for instance, if you want to say something stronger,
yeah,
with more enthusiasm, more vigor about it, instead of saying yes, you would say, what else would you say other than yes?
I guess add a little something to that yes and say it was a great thing or something like that.
Okay.
You could say it was a wonderful statement.
Okay. You would ask someone, can you really do that? Do you think you can do it? And you would say,
well, yes. I think you can.
If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you just say yes, or would you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
Okay. If somebody really didn't want to go somewhere, you'd say that, oh, he really dreaded, or...
yeah, he regretted to go.
All right.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
real cold.
Okay. What might you say when you're excited? What are some of the things you say when you're just really excited?
Say to which now?
To anybody when you're really excited.
Really sad.
Excited.
Excited. My goodness, that's the most exciting thing I've ever seen.
Okay. But when something shocking is reported, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying,
why in the world did that happen?
Okay. Now, when a friend says good morning, what might you ask him in return?
If he said good morning, I'd say good morning, sir.
And then you might ask him what?
How is he doing?
But when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Well, see, I'm very glad to meet you, sir. Ma'am.